Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. And coach, welcome. Good to be talking with you again here on this Monday.
Thank you, Bill.
I want to get into this week's game coming up in just a moment. You guys had a bye week, as we've been mentioning here on the website. So no game this past weekend, 6-0, still atop the Commonwealth Coast Conference. But tell us about this bye week. I know when we talked about it a week or so ago, you're working on kind of an inward kind of a week, working on your team, working on things that you want to improve, assessing things so far. So tell us about this bye week and what you guys were able to accomplish.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the same as what we did. We also played a young guys. We played a game versus St. Thomas More on Friday night here, and it was an unbelievable game. They have like four or five Division I players, and our kids pulled off a last second win. So that was great to see those guys and the players that currently weren't playing cheering on the guys. So that was great too to finish off the bye week.
As you look at the team, Coach, what are things that you kind of even see room for improvement, even being 6-0?
I think everything. I think as coaches, there's room for us to improve. I think as players, there's stuff that, you know, they can improve overall. So I think it's, you know, no one's ever calling the perfect game and making the best decision. So I think, if anything, it's more of us trying to see, like, what we can improve on and or what we don't want to continue to do that hasn't been working.
I know there are, a couple of 2-1 teams. You're 2-0 in the conference, and University of New England, your opponent, and Husson, a team you beat earlier this year, are 2-1 in the league. So they're kind of right behind you in this thing. And so University of New England this week, your opponent, would probably be pretty formidable on the road at 1 o'clock.
Oh, definitely. I mean, last year we played them here, and it was a tough game. It was a last-second win. We kicked a field goal with, 30, 50, whatever seconds left, and then we gave up a kickoff return to the 50. So it could have went either way for both teams, so it'll be a tough match for us.
Do they have a lot of their players back from last year to this year?
They do. They do. They've been getting better and better every single year, so they have a lot of guys, a lot of experience. The quarterback's been playing well. Actually, his brother plays for Huston, so the quarterback was at our game versus them.
Gotcha. So they've been scouting. So I'm sure you had a very good look at them of late too, right?
Yeah, we've been looking at them, and then obviously looking at their most recent game, like most coaches do at this time. So, we continue to look at them.
One other question on the game and the matchup. So you're a diversified offense, run, pass. What are they offensively, and what do you have to defend?
They're very their quarterback, does a lot of great things. He throws the ball well. He runs the ball well. Last year, wasn't playing a lot for whatever reason, and he ended up starting against us and played very well. So we anticipate him, getting ready to go, and probably has more experience. Kind of like our quarterback, like they both probably have about the same amount of starts. So I think each week they're both getting better.
I want to ask you about we on the post down below here, we have basically it's kind of the press release from a week ago. Granted, it is a week ago, but from your game 1 week ago, but with Freddie Gabbin, who was a special teams honor winner for the league, and also Joe Terrell, who was a rookie honor award from the Commonwealth Coast Conference. So tell me a bit more about those players, maybe in particular about that game a week ago.
Yeah, Joe's been doing great. He's actually, I think he won it three or four times already. He is just, his dad's a longtime college coach. His dad's an assistant with Coach Brown at UMass, was the head coach at Dean for a while. So he comes from a football family. He's a hard-hitting young man, totally a pleasure to coach. And, the players, embraced him already, and he's doing a great job. And as far as the other award, kickoff return, it's just not one man. It's 10 or 11 guys out there doing what they're supposed to do or just giving effort. A lot of times on kickoff returns, it was a bigger play, but at the same time, it's guys just, you may miss a block, but still going downfield and going all the way to the whistle. So it was great for the kickoff return team for that spark.
No, you're right. And maybe on that note, let me ask you one further question. As you've assessed this bye week, had a time to kind of catch your breath in the busy season, is there a blocker or a special teams player that you've kind of noticed on film from your team this year that has made some special plays that may not get those headlines, as you just pointed out, but is really making an impact on the for the team?
Our punter, Quinn Fox, does a great job. You know, he's always been, you know, reliable. He does a good job getting, you know, Luke Gordy stepped in, did some for Ryan Smith one game and kicked a couple extra points, so from a kicking standpoint. But obviously it's long snappers, it's holders, it's all the little stuff. You know, when you go for game-winning field goals, even on TV, you look at the kicker, no one talks about the snap and the hold. But I think that stuff, and even the little stuff, goes unnoticed, like our, you know, athletic trainers, and they're behind the scenes, or our Coach Dustin, our strength and conditioning, and behind the scenes stuff that they do too for all the teams.
No, you're absolutely right. The snap and the hold, if I were a coach, that's where I'd be panicking for sure.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Coach, always good talking with you. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Bill. Have a good week.
You too.
Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College, again there at the University of New England this Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock.